anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorice is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorice. Anything and everything with Dorice is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorice.
This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, the Spark of the South. Find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hi, everyone. I hope you've had a blessed week. So today I wanted to talk to you about the reason we celebrate Christmas. It's all about Jesus. As Christians, we know that Christmas is really all about Jesus Christ. And after all, Christ's name begins the word Christmas. And the word literally means Christ Mass. This also reminds me that many people feel it's improper to use the symbol X before Christmas because they feel like it leaves out Christ. And since that's what Christmas is really all about, you wouldn't want to leave it out. However, when I looked into it a little further, it's actually not leaving Christ out. If you look at it in the form of the Greek language, X means chi, which is the short form in Greek for Christ. If you know that part of the history of the language, if you're familiar with it, then actually it's not leaving Christ out. I still don't put an X before it. But knowing now that X in the Greek language means Christ, look at it that way when you see it. Next time you see a big Xmas, instead of being offended, it'd give you something to talk about. You could explain to someone near you, oh, the Greek letter X, that's chi. You know, it means Christ. Oh, isn't that interesting? That'd be a nice little opener for a conversation, right? Even though we may get caught up in the festivities of the season, we know that Jesus is the reason for the season. For many, it can be overwhelming due to family issues or having no family at all. Let's take the time to remember the true meaning of Christmas. And remember, no matter what we have or don't have, we are blessed every day that God wakes us up. Let's find ways to help the less fortunate, whether it's helping financially or giving gifts of need or donating our time. There are so many ways that you can donate your time this Christmas. You may help at a shelter or visit those in hospitals or retirement homes. There are so many people out there who will be alone this Christmas for one reason or another. And it would be a blessing for them just to have company with someone who cares. No matter how you choose to spend your Christmas, just remember that we have this precious day because of the King of Kings, who was born to be sacrificed for our sins so that we may have an opportunity to join him one day in heaven. Here is a short version of the birth of Jesus. Just as parents read the stories of Santa and Rudolph and Frosty to their little ones each year, I hope they all share this very special story of how Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, came to be. A long time ago, in the town of Nazareth, lived a young woman named Mary. Mary did her chores. She was very kind to others and loved God very much. She was engaged to be married to Joseph, who was a carpenter. One day, while Mary was at home cleaning her room, an angel named Gabriel suddenly appeared. Before Mary could say anything, the angel Gabriel told Mary that she was favored by God and that God was with her. Mary was surprised, and she was trying not to be afraid, but she had never seen an angel before. After all, Mary was just a regular lady like you or me. Why was this angel visiting her? What did the angel want? The angel Gabriel quickly tried to reassure Mary. "Do not be afraid," Gabriel said. "God has found favor with you. You will have a baby boy and are to give him the name Jesus." Mary was confused since she was not yet married to Joseph. How could she have a baby? The angel thought that this might concern Mary, so he said, "The Holy Spirit will perform a miracle, and because of this, your baby will be called the Son of God." To Mary's surprise, the angel had more exciting news. "Even your cousin Elizabeth is going to have a son in her old age. Many thought that she couldn't have children, but she is already pregnant. Nothing is impossible with God." Mary couldn't believe what she was hearing. She didn't know what to say. She realized that she was trembling and knelt down. When she was finally able to speak, she said, "I am the Lord's servant, and I hope everything you have said will come true." Then the angel disappeared, and Mary was left all alone. Soon after, Joseph found out that Mary was going to have a baby. Joseph was confused and upset by this, but an angel came to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The child Mary is going to have is God's son, and you are to give him the name Jesus." When Joseph woke up, he remembered what the angel had said. He knew that everything was going to be okay, and he wasn't upset anymore. In those days, the government decided that they should count everyone that lived in that area of the world. So Joseph had to take Mary to his town of Bethlehem to register. It took Mary and Joseph a long time to get to Bethlehem. They didn't have cars back then, so it probably took them a lot longer to get there. This was very tiring for Mary because she was soon going to have a baby. When they reached the town, all the inns, or hotels as we call them today, were full, and there was nowhere that they could stay. Finally, someone felt bad for them and offered them a place to stay. Now, the Bible doesn't say for sure where they stayed, but most people believe that they stayed in a small barn where animals were kept. In any case, doesn't it seem strange that Jesus, the King of the Jews, wasn't born in a fancy palace or even a hospital? Mary and Joseph were thankful that they at least had a place to lie down. It was warm, and there was plenty of straw to lay on. That night, an exciting, wonderful thing happened. Mary and Joseph had a baby. But this wasn't just any baby. He was baby Jesus, the King of the Kings, and the one who would save the world. The little baby boy fell asleep in Mary's arms. She wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger on some clean straw. Mary and Joseph soon fell asleep. They were so glad to have this special baby join their family. You can find this beautiful story in the Bible in both chapters of Matthew and Luke. Now here's a little history behind this story. Mary was probably about 12 to 14 years of age, and Joseph would have been a little bit older. It was common in biblical times for young ladies to be engaged in their teens. And Joseph and Mary were the average couple in Israel at that time and would have been quite poor. Now, both Joseph and Mary were descendants of King David of Israel. But at this time in history, his family was in the poorest state it had ever been. And Mary was also related to the traditional priest families of Israel through her cousin Elizabeth. The town Nazareth, where both Joseph and Mary lived, was a small town on a hill, and a caravan route that ran through the entire country would travel through Nazareth. It also had a center for the temple priests so that they could come to pray and fast when they weren't on duty at the temple. So a very wide variety of people would visit Nazareth. The angel Gabriel is God's chief messenger and only appears to very important people in the Bible. Now, Gabriel told Mary she was highly favored, meaning that God's holy grace is upon you and a divine blessing from God. These are words that would not have been normal to say to a peasant girl like Mary. She would have been very frightened by this, and that is why Gabriel told Mary, "Do not be afraid." Mary would have also been very surprised when Gabriel told her that the Holy Spirit would be in her, because in the old Jewish stories, the Holy Spirit only went into very important people. Mary may not have even believed this was going to happen and went to see her cousin Elizabeth to see if she was really pregnant. She would have done this before telling Joseph about her visit with Gabriel. The name Jesus was also very common in Israel during that time. The name Jesus would have been pronounced Yahshua, and it means Savior. If you would have traveled down a normal street where children were playing and called Yahshua, more than one child would have come to you. Now you know the true meaning of Christmas and a little background history of it as well. So while you enjoy gift giving, the decorations, the other stories such as Santa and Frosty, remember that without the birth of Jesus Christ, Christmas wouldn't exist. We also have lots of beautiful Christmas music or Christmas carols we like to sing and listen to during Christmas season. So when listening to Christmas carols, always remember there are several Christmas songs that also speak of the birth of Jesus. Here are just a few you can add to your Christmas playlist. Noel, Away in a Manger, O Holy Night, The First Noel, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Silent Night, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, and Mary, Did You Know? If you want to find this exact story in the Bible, go to your King James Version and under Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, or Luke chapter 2, you'll be able to read the account straight from the Bible. And now I'd like to bless you with the beautiful version of Mary, Did You Know? By the Pentatonics. God bless. Ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters?
Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new?
This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Baby boy has walked where angels trod. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation?
Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb?
That sleeping child you're holding is the great I
am. Mary, did you know?
Be sure to check out our show notes below, where you can donate to support us, check our references, or see what else we offer. Thank you for listening, and God bless.